Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we've got Zoe Avery, who is Associate Director of Design and Urban Planning and Professional Teaching Fellow at the School of Architecture of Planning here at Tamaki Makaurau's University of Auckland in the Creative Arts and Industries Faculty. Morena, how are you this morning?
Morena, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you in here. My very sort of ham-fisted segue is that we're kind of talking about sustainability and urban design and kind of green planning a wee bit. Do you want to give us a bit of a brief overview about your particular concerns and interests in this area? Because it's something that feels like a hot button topic right now, but maybe not something we're super good at here in Auckland City.
Definitely agree. So I've been looking at how we incorporate nature and biodiversity into developments, and this is really coming from my background in urban planning, landscape and urban design. I guess thinking about it, nature provides cities with multiple benefits.
Totally.
From stormwater mitigation, urban heat reduction, pollution reduction, well-being, stuff we need to see more of in this political environment, a global environment, and biodiversity. And all of this really underpins what a healthy or sustainable city is.
It feels like stuff that is, when you say it like that, makes so much sense. Feels really straightforward. We've seen it in Auckland with like the floods, for example, in the last couple of years, the parks acting as those massive storm drains pretty much. And then, you know, everyone knows you go for a little walk around the block. Thanks to COVID, we're all really good at that now. It really improves your mood, but not necessarily built into the way we think about planning. When you're talking about developments, what do you mean by that?
So really how we plan for and design cities. We've got some really lovely strategies, one which I can talk about today, but a strategy is only a strategy when it's actually operational. So
Right. Understanding
how we design to make sure that spatially we're delivering cities that are sustainable, which is a vital component.
Absolutely.
And nature really needs to be seen as critical infrastructure.
Yeah. So do you feel, we've kind of touched on this already, do you feel that we do have a strategy for that in a city like Auckland, for example? What does that kind of look like for us?
We do. We have a urban Ngāhere strategy, which is an urban forest strategy, which has got a minimum target of 15% canopy cover across all local boards,
Right. With
an average canopy target of 30%. But some of the mahi that we've been doing is really showing that we can't achieve those targets under our current regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So our unitary plan rules and how we provide, building envelopes for developers to build within, we're not leaving enough space left over for nature.
Yeah, so this is obviously something that's super important for us to be thinking about at the moment, because a big conversation for Auckland is we need more places for people to live, which, you know, is a really important thing. People have to be able to live near where they work and stuff. But if we're not thinking about those green spaces and that natural environment around it, what can be some of the, I guess, negative effects of not planning that into how we're building?
The negative effects are we pay more.
Right.
We're not attenuating stormwater. We're not allowing for biodiversity within the cities. We're essentially making ourselves not as resilient as we could be. One thing that I often reflect on is that we've lost 70% of the populations of animals, birds, fish,
wow,
reptiles and insects just since I've been on this planet.
Wow.
And I'm not that old.
That's crazy.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then when we look at the economy, 100% of our economy relies on nature, from the air we breathe to the clothes we're wearing to the food we eat. It's all around us, so we really need to understand or embrace that interconnectedness.
Totally.
to help us solve some of those environmental problems.
Mm, yeah. And there is a conference that you partly organised, which is the World Green Infrastructure Congress. Tell us a wee bit about this, because it feels like an important meeting of minds, kind of having these conversations.
It does. It's we were lucky enough to pitch to host the World Green Infrastructure Congress in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in Berlin last June, and we were successful. So this is a leading global congress bringing scientists, professionals, you know, architects, engineers, ecologists, all together, also community leaders, to come together and discuss how we incorporate nature into cities, essentially.
Yeah.
Government agencies come along, so we'll have politicians, people working at councils, all here to help catalyse change and learn from one another. So we're going to have over 100 speakers at this Congress. It's going to be held here at the University of Auckland, and that's the first week of September. So we'll have 2 days of Congress, and then we'll have an excursion day on the third day.
Cool. It sounds like a really exciting thing to be part of. What's the deal? Can people come along? Is it invite? What's the kind of process for getting involved with it?
Involved? You would buy a ticket just like you would to a normal conference. We have a number of speakers who will be coming along and supporting this. So it's essentially like a normal conference where you buy a ticket to come along.
And a bunch of really incredible conversations, I'm sure, coming out of it. Thank you so much, Zoe, for speaking with us about your research. We'll put a link to the conference in the podcast after the show for anyone who wants to go check it out. And thank you so much for talking with us this morning on Ready, Steady, Learn.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.